Let's talk to Devin Travis, former Blue Jays second baseman. He's on the line right now. Devin, thanks so much for doing this, man. How you doing?
Fellas, how y'all doing? I'm good. I'm good. Sorry I'm a little late. Thank you for having me, man. It's good talking to you guys again.
No worries, buddy. So, yeah, where's your rehab at right now? Because I'm assuming that, yeah, you're still trying to get in work. You're still trying to get in a roster.
Yeah, definitely. I'm still grinding away, man. It's been a tough road. I've had now three different surgeries in the last year. It's been a grind. So sticking with it, I feel good. I'm starting to move a bit again, which is awesome. And just continuing to push. I'm in school again, so that's kind of like my job now. Is I got school and I got rehab, and that's really what all my days consist of. So I'm doing better. I'm doing better though, for sure.
I want to get back to the rehab, but what are you taking in school?
Right now, I'm in product innovation and development, and then business analytics. I'm a business major. I got a little less than a year to go, so I'm going to walk across that stage for my mom.
Congrats on your future job at Amazon, because they're going to hire everybody soon after all the small businesses go under, and you're going to be in data analytics. Yeah, they'll probably snatch you up, buddy. Like, you're going to be
data
listening to
analytics.
Us on our Alexa devices and our Google Homes. You're going to be there. Like, all right, let's put this thing down.
Oh, I like that. That's tight.
So, yeah, man, we were talking just about how, like, yeah, how tough that was, and you just mentioned it, all the different surgeries, and you look through, you know, just when we were hitting up just your RotoWire page, it's setback, it's likely done for the season, it's injury. What it was more difficult, was it just trying to figure out something that worked for you, a rehab that started to make you feel like you were actually making progress, or is it the mental strain of always having to deal with that every time you go in for a checkup or every time you feel that slight twinge, that it could be months and months and months of more work?
Man, yeah. It's really everything, to be completely honest. I mean, I it's like a broken record, right? And you know, I think about my career in Toronto, and the first thing that I even think of is, man, what if? Man, I wish I could have stayed healthy. Man, it felt like I was hurt more than I was playing. Mentally, it is, and this is the broken record part, where mentally it's the toughest thing in the world. In the baseball world, I should say, not in the world, in the baseball world, is battling injuries. And for me, it was nonstop. I almost became accustomed to rehab. To be completely honest, I make the joke now to my friends, just because it's been such a long 5 years of up and down rehab and surgery and recovery and all this stuff, that now I almost started saying, I'm a professional rehabber, man. I'm hardly a professional baseball player. And I think that's how I maybe cope with it inside, because I know that it pisses me off so bad that the injuries kind of kept flowing like they did. But mentally, man, it's just a freaking grind. And I'm better for it, for sure. I'm not a better baseball player because of it, but I'm definitely better for it mentally moving forward. And I hope to get back out on a baseball field again. There's nothing more that I love to do in the world than play baseball. And I hope I can do it again. That's kind of the best way to put it.
Yeah, man, a lot of people do. You're a very easy guy to root for, and it's pretty clear the level of talent was never the issue with you. It's just that the rehab stuff sounds exceedingly difficult when, yeah, you do have the talent that you have, that you do establish that in the big leagues. You do play on a team, or you did play on a team that, yeah, had World Series aspirations. How difficult is it for you to not look back as you're trying to look forward during this rehab and this journey? Because, yeah, you said it pisses you off. You have to find that right level of, hey, this is what motivates me and drives me and reminds me that I can be this player and that I am this player. But also having to balance that with, well, I've got to put this behind me because I do need to propel forward, and I need to not let those demons drag me down.
Yeah, I've really lived my whole life, and I've never, like, looked back. I've never said, you know, man, it's, you know, it's so, I've gotten to do so many cool things. I've literally been able to live out my dream. I remember as a kid, every single night when I would pray before bed, I used to always pray, you know, hey, I want to go to the Little League World Series, and I got to do that. And then I would pray that I wanted to go to college and go to a big school, and then I did that. And then I'd pray that I'd get drafted, and then I did that. And then I prayed that I'd get to the big leagues, and I did that. And I'm so thankful and truly just so full of great emotion that I have been able to experience all that. The truth of it is I've never taken the time to look back on those things until now. You know, not being able to play baseball for a year, it's been 2 years, and dealing with these injuries, I've had to try to find a way to really digest everything, and I finally have had a bit of the opportunity to look back, and the only thing that I could hold on to was these special memories and moments that I've had throughout my playing career. You know, I'm 29 years old, and baseball has consumed my everyday life since I was 5-6 years old, and you know, not having that is very tough, and this is something that we all deal with. I guess the best way that I digest it though is I grip on to those memories and being able to say that I've played baseball, you know, until I'm 29 years old. I realize how lucky I am to say that I've been able to do that, and it's the only thing that makes me feel better, because I feel like I left so much on the table, and there's so much I wanted to prove, not just to the fans or to the people who said I couldn't. There's so much that I wanted to prove for myself, and there's so much more joy I wanted to bring to my family, because I know what it's like to turn on the TV and watch someone you know play the game they love. So that part bites me. The memories are what picks me back up, and that's what I've been doing really over these past 6 months, more specifically last year, to you know, keep me above water.
Yeah, man, we all remember some of the great moments that you had, and like right out of the gate, where you were a relative unknown and you hit right away. But I'm glad you're able to look back and have some perspective now, with the knowledge that, yeah, you're still going to try and come back, but maybe be able to evaluate things with a different mindset than when they initially happened. And I think about your injury history, and I think about some other guys that have just been like, it's like, holy cow, there's just a black cloud over their head. Like Rocco Baldelli, that guy, right? Like, he was always injured, and then we later found out it was actually some disorder that he had that he kept getting hurt. Do you have any idea? Like, are you just a guy that ran into some bad luck, or is it just the knees specifically, that they were always there and it was just a matter of time until that happened? Or was there something that you could have done differently, or some circumstance that you think just prevented you from staying healthy all those years? Maybe the turf at Rogers Center.
Yeah, I don't know the reasoning behind why everything kept happening. I mean, I think that the whole turf thing, in my mind at least, was always kind of non-existent. You know, I play on the infield. I'm not really on the turf much, so I don't think that I could attribute it to the turf. I don't have the answer. The only thing that I can say with you know, full certainty is that I did everything in my power to stay healthy, and for whatever that healthy is, I did everything in my power, and there was no shortage on my end as to why I was always hurt. It just, you know, that's just how it happened, and maybe it was a challenge from up above to, you know, to keep me pushing. And I think that if I sat here and I tried to find out why, or if it was bad luck, I don't think I'd ever really be satisfied, regardless of why I found out I've been hurt so much. So I really just grip more so onto the memories, and I use that to keep pushing me forward.
What was it like in 2018 when the Jays came to you and told you, like, listen, we don't know how we're going to be able to manage this, and you're like, I remember Ben and I doing shows at the time talking about, hey, okay, if this guy wants to play, let him play so that he can get into a rhythm. You can't really be pulling him up and down. How was it in terms of your level of involvement with the team and how you kind of helped chart and decide your path that season after they had delivered the news that, like, hey, you playing is going to be risky?
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting time. However, I was very appreciative towards it because there was a lot of care behind that decision of the two on and one off, and I understand that it was out of good merit. So I definitely appreciated it. I don't think it was the best thing for my playing career, but at that time, my health was more so the focus. Outside of that, though, I kind of just let it be. You know, those were decisions that are above me, and you know, the people that run that organization for a reason, and they have way more history and way more proof behind those kind of decisions. So, you know, my job was to go out there every day that I was in the lineup and bust my tail and live with that at the end of the day. But outside of that, I tried to not really put too much focus or emphasis on the playing schedule that was set forth.
All right, you said it. Looking back at some of the good times is what's sustaining you. So let's do that now, because there were some good times, man. There were a lot of good times in 15 and 16 when you were on the field and, like, right out of the gate. So we were just talking about it before we connected with you, Devin. So Jays trade for you in a one-for-one deal. It was a minor league deal for Anthony Gose, and you'd never played above Double A. Meiser Asturias goes down in spring training. You have this incredible spring, and you win the opening day job in spring training despite never playing above Double A. Like, tell me what's going through your mind there. New organization, and all of a sudden you're a 13th round pick. You had great minor league track record, but you're in the major leagues right away.
That was just a whirlwind. I think about that moment quite often, especially, you know, even back to the day where I was traded. I just got home from dinner. It was 10:15, 10:30 at night, and our farm director called me with the Tigers, and I thought it was weird. Like, he's a nice guy, and I understand that we had a good working relationship, but what to call me at 10:30 on a random night for in the off season didn't make much sense. So, you know, I picked up the phone, and he, you know, kind of blabbed for a little bit. And I'm like, you know, get down to the point. Like, you're not just calling to check in on me. And he's like, you know, you've been traded, yada, 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 like they say to everybody. And I'm sitting there waiting still. Like, are you going to tell me where I've been traded to? Like, come on, give me something. And he says, Toronto. And if there was a team that was last on where I wanted to get traded to, it was Toronto. I never had been out of the country before. I didn't have a passport. I had no idea about Canada. And yeah, I'm guilty of that. I had no idea about it. So I was pissed. I was like, I don't want to go up to a different country and play. And it's even colder in Canada than it is in Detroit. Do I really want to go there? And I had no idea that Toronto had a dome. Mind you, just to not – because I can talk about this experience forever. Fast forward, it ended up being the best. If I could play for one team and I could have chosen one team to – you know, have my big league career with and at least start with everything that I've experienced in Canada. If there's ever a player that asks me, what's it like playing in Toronto, or do you want to go to Toronto, or is this somewhere that you could see yourself, you know, playing throughout your career, I don't think I could say enough good things. So I think we'll leave it at that, that the experience in Toronto and overall the love from Canadians and the country, everything about it was just turned out to be the most precious and best 5 years of my playing career, and I don't really think that anywhere else could have topped it. So,
yeah, I don't blame you at all for wondering about it, because, man, when you're 23, you would have been 23 when you got traded, or you just weren't 24 yet.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Your early 20s. Even the idea of you have to go get a passport or you have to go get a passport renewed, anything that you have to deal with a government agency or that you need to go outside of your regular routine is torture. You can't believe that you have to do that. This is how you have to function in society, whether it's getting anything renewed, whether it's going anything. All of that stuff seems so impossible. So the idea of, just going and getting a passport and having to figure out to go to Canada and learning about a new country, you probably thought half the people in Toronto were going to speak French to you. you're like, what am I going to eat there? Of course, man, of course, when you're younger.
Hey,
it is such a great city to mature in because there's so much here, right? Like, you know, you're kind of in the perfect age to be moving to Toronto, which is – hey, this is an immigrant city, and kind of weirdly, it doesn't really feel like that to us when someone comes from the States that, you're immigrating or, you're a temporary resident or whatever, we're on a work visa. But you're in a place where there's people from all over. You're in a place where there's just a ton to do. There's a million different restaurants. There's a million different bars. The weather in the summer is fantastic. You came when there's just fans everywhere. Your level of you must have been recognized most places that you went, I'm guessing that when you put yourself out in the public, but it's also respectful. What was your kind of favorite part you kind of matured here, man. You went from 24 to 28 here.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I you think that you're a man and you got it all figured out when you're 23 I definitely have realized that I did. I truly went from, a young man to a man, in Toronto. And it was just such a special experience. I think you talked on a lot of the cool points for me. I love food. So you want good food? There ain't a better place for food, especially in Canada, than Toronto. You want to talk about nice people? The way that people are in Toronto is not the way that people are in Florida. The fans.
That was a low bar, dude. Low bar.
No, it's all good. Listen, I love Florida, but
I know. I'm just kidding.
I think they understand. But no, really. I mean, I couldn't even touch on one specific incident. I can just say that the guys that I played with. First off, there's a lot of those guys that, and not a lot of this is ever truly broadcasted, but the people that were a part of that team and those teams were incredible, not just players, but they were incredible people. And there's a lot of guys on those teams that I'll be friends with for the rest of my life. And I think that's the one thing that I'm most grateful for. I mean, all of my friends that I have in life are through baseball. Now, Monday through Friday, growing up as a kid, I was at the baseball field, and Saturday, Sunday, I was traveling somewhere to play. And that's carried on throughout my entire life. So I'm thankful that I've been able to build some friendships there that'll last a lifetime. That's one thing, not one thing only, but that's one of the best things about the Toronto Blue Jays organization is they do a great job of getting good people on top of good players. And I think that the teams that win in baseball, they probably will all tell you that the most important part, not about just having a good product on the field, but it's about having a good culture inside the clubhouse. And Toronto does a really good job of assembling that. So it's probably my favorite part of my experience in Toronto is the people, and not even just the teammates, but people that work in the organization, fans that I've met, reporters, the people in restaurants, everyone just treats you so well, and that's what made Toronto most special for me.
Yeah, methinks that there was some research that went into what kind of a person you were when the Blue Jays decided to target you in that trade, too. So we just talked about it again, before we brought you on. This is, I think, a really interesting sliding doors thing. Maybe heartbreaking, but I don't think it's the worst take in the world if you say the Blue Jays make the World Series, maybe win it in 2015 if you're healthy into that postseason run. And that's no dig at Ryan Goins, but Ryan Goins is an incredible defender, not a plus offensive player. I don't remember, were you in the dugout, were you traveling with the team during the playoffs, or were you rehabbing? And if you were with the team, do you remember Game 6 and Deonor Navarro pinch hitting for Ryan Goins, trying to tie that game up and thinking, man, this could have been me in this moment?
Yeah, you know, I definitely wasn't there. I was sitting at home, and I just actually had shoulder surgery. So I wasn't there. I would definitely say that because second base is my position, that when I looked at the game or Gogo would catch a ground ball or Gogo and have an at bat, I wish that was me, and sure I envisioned that was me. As I'm sure you guys know, and really everyone knows, Gogo we were competitors, right? Like in when I was younger, I didn't understand. I you know, everyone's my best friend, and when I was younger, I thought everyone was my best friend, and Gogo and I were competing for the same job, and it was business. And at that point, baseball for me wasn't business. I was just a kid that was going out there playing the game I love, and I thought Gogo was such a damn good baseball player, and he is a damn good baseball player, and he is a pretty good damn hitter. Just I wish the numbers would have maybe showed better for him, because he is a really, really good baseball player. But through that competition, Gogo and I built a friendship that has now became stronger, and we'll be friends forever. So yeah, I did envision myself in those situations, that it was Devin Travis hitting instead of Ryan Goen. But I can tell you that every time Gogo came to the plate, I felt like I was helping him get hits, because I was rooting for him harder than ever whenever he was in there. I appreciate it that you do say that the team was better with me on the field. And I think that's awesome to hear. It's just I couldn't agree with you, because I don't really have that in me. But damn it, I wish I was there. And I wish that the team did have me, and I'd love to see what the results would have looked like. That's about the most I can say on that situation.
Yeah, of course, man, because here's the thing. You're a super nice guy, and it's actually funny for me to think about you. I know that 2015 team is super tight and that everybody there looked out for each other, but if you just think about, like, the personalities outside of the clubhouse, like, from our perspective, right? Jose Bautista, pretty prickly dude. Josh Donaldson, pretty prickly dude. Marcus Stroman, I think prickly is, like, yeah, that's a kind of an understatement. And then there's you, who's just, like, this nice guy who's affable with the media, who's, like, yeah, never going to say a thing, like, that would ever even come close to disparaging a teammate. Yeah, there's some reasons that you resonate. It's just funny to think about, yeah, a really nice guy like you in a clubhouse that was, yeah, full of personalities like that. You mentioned it, though, dude. You're still friends with a lot of these guys, that the baseball is your relationships, that these are the people that you stay connected to. What are you hearing from guys just right now in terms of how frustrated they are with wanting to play? Because, yeah, it's obviously something that you can empathize with, that you have not been playing for a year, and here are guys who are ready to rock and roll, and this pandemic hits, and it's just been nothing but bad offers from owners and bickering and what looks like is going to be a 48-game regular season. Do you guys talk about it much, or is it something that you just kind of more avoid with your friends altogether because, hey, you all know kind of what it is?
I'm going to tell you as honest as I can. I truly have not been involved in many of those conversations. I've kind of separated myself from all that simply because I'm trying to focus on my rehab in school, that I don't want any extra clutter. However, speaking on this situation, I just think it's sad overall, right? Like, we're dealing with something in our world today that many of us have never seen, and I don't know if we've ever seen anything like it. And it's sad, you know. These are really trying times for everybody, and obviously sports are something that people look to. That's where a lot of people get their joy. And I will tell you that the players that I have spoken to are very well aware that of the joy that they bring to fans. And that's their motivation to play. When it comes down to the specifics of everything, I don't know the answer. I don't know what's going on between what sides. I just know that the players do want to play baseball, the ones that I have spoken to. And I'm sure the owners want that as well. When it comes down to the specifics, I don't know the answer. but I hope that we get some baseball soon. I know that for my boys, I want to see them back out on TV doing what they love to do. If that happens and when that happens is out of my control. I just know there's a lot of people that want it, and I'm one of those people, and I look forward to seeing it again.
Devin, one more before we let you go. And I know what your relationship is with Blue Jays fans. They loved you and still love you, and I think this interview is going to only add to that. But I wonder what your relationship is with the franchise because of the way things ended. And I know it's all business, right? But, yeah, did you decline the demotion to AAA to become a free agent? Would you be open to a return to this franchise, whether it's in a playing capacity or maybe years down the line, some sort of role with the team? Like, where did you leave off your relationship with the Toronto Blue Jays?
Man, you know, it's, I think it was tough on everybody, right? Because I wanted to be a Blue Jay for my entire career. And I wish I could have played there 20 years. And I wish I could have went on to help the franchise win another World Series. I wish I could have been there to help lead the younger players. You know, that's a special place to me, right? And I think that the way it ended was just sad for everyone involved. Yeah, I've really gathered some very good friends there, and like I said, not just teammates, right? They come and go, and yes, sure, a lot of friendships last forever with your teammates, but you know, I built what I felt was a second home in Toronto, and yeah, it's sad. It's I'd say that's the best way to say it. It's just sad. I wish probably more than anything that I could have shown what I really was capable of. I think that's, like I said before, that's what chaps me the most is even when I was healthy, I probably was not even healthy. And that bothers me because I could care less what's said by fans on the media and in the media, and I could care less about how people, you know, make a lot of the comments that they make about me being hurt. That doesn't bother me. That gives me a little bit of fire that I probably need sometimes in rehab. But for the organization that I loved and cared about, and how much I loved to win, and how excited I seen fans get from the first game in 2015, the second game when the fans kind of fall off a little bit to later in 2015 when we start winning, and then on to 2016, and how just the Blue Jays love just built throughout the country. That's what I wanted to be a part of for so long, and then I wanted to bring that winning culture and help continue to have that thrive and persist throughout the country. And not being able to do that on the field moving forward sucks. Would I be open to coming back and being a part of that organization? Right now I'm focused on playing baseball again, but sure. I think that everything ended about as good as it could. Sure, I was pissed off at a lot of the ways things went, but who's not pissed off when something ends, right? Especially when you care about it, and especially when it's something that you don't want to give up. Everyone's going to be pissed off about something like that, and I realize that. So I guess to answer your question now back in short, sure, I would love to be a part of that organization. That's an organization that has allowed me to live the life that I live today. I'm very well aware of all the great things that city has given me, and that country has given me, and that organization has given me. I'm very appreciative for it, and I'll never forget it. And yeah, I look forward to one day in whatever capacity, and I don't know if it will happen or if it won't, but I would definitely be open to going back and giving back to the organization that has given me a lot of the work that a lot of the things that I've been able to receive in my life.
I know that would make a lot of fans happy to see you in a Jays uniform again. Devin, this was obviously a lot of fun for us. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Thanks for doing this, man, and best of luck with the schoolwork going forward.
Yeah, man, good luck with everything.
Yeah, man, I got to graduate. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.